This podcast is brought to you by Podcast Nation.
Okay, Dee, I don't think you know what backpacking is, though.
No, I know exactly what backpacking is.
No, I don't think you do.
I did it when I was 23.
Okay, so when... So I graduate in... When do I graduate? In May.
Or no, in May. You graduate in May.
And then I take boards, and then we're going to go to Europe, and you want to go backpacking. Girl, I have seen your luggage. You cannot.
I want to take the train.
I'm dying.
I don't want to sleep in park benches. I'm too old for that. I'm a little more bougie than that.
Park benches.
Or hostels.
How did we go from park benches to what? Oh, my God. Okay.
What? They did it in Gilmore Girls. It's fine.
What do you think backpacking is, then?
I know exactly.
No, you
don't.
You
have to put everything that you own
in a backpack. Yeah.
And, like, you take the train or, like, you hitchhike around the
area. You hitchhike.
Is that a... And then people film a movie about how you get murdered.
Well, if you're hitchhiking, you're definitely going to get murdered. Like, no one hitchhikes anymore, I don't think.
They really shouldn't.
Okay.
No, people were hitchhiking in Tulum.
Okay. Oh, yeah, we did see that. Okay, wait, though. So you do want a backpack. You want to put all of your shit in a backpack and go around Europe with me?
For you, I would do it as long as we could stay in, like, a nice place. Like, we're not sleeping in hostels. We can take, like, that bougie-ass, like, Venice train.
Okay.
If you don't know what I'm talking about, I'm going to send it to you.
Okay, so at this point, why do we need to put all of our stuff in a backpack then?
Okay, we don't. I'm just, okay.
Okay, so.
By backpacking, I mean we're going to take the train all around Europe.
So you want to take a train around Europe? Nothing to do with backpacking.
Yes, exactly.
Okay. I told you, you don't know what backpacking is. I'm going to pee. Oh, my God, it's so funny. Okay, reel it in.
Okay,
we're too old to backpack, as we learned in Tulum. We like to have, like, our nice place to stay. I like me some air conditioning. You know,
I would love an Australian in my bed. It's fine.
See, you can't be staying in a bunk bed hostel if you're trying to get laid by a hot Aussie guy.
That's why we can't do backpacking. We had just have to take a train and look nice and fabulous.
It's okay. What is with you in this train? Like,
I think trains are really cool.
Who doesn't? Everybody likes.
And I'm not trying to relive my life when I was 23.
I mean,
I was wild in Europe. It was lovely.
Well,
it was so fun.
I mean, that's not the worst. Okay. Anyway, so we're back. Sorry, everyone. We're back from Tulum, and we have the travel bug. If you haven't listened to our episode about our Tulum shenanigans, please take a look at our last episode. We had
and our new tattoos.
I know, we didn't even really talk about that on the
because we hadn't done them yet.
No. Do you want to give, like, a quick, like, how are you? Do you love your tattoo? Is it?
I love it.
I also love your tattoo, and I love mine.
Yeah. Manu did such a cool job. That whole, like, meditation itself, before we got the tattoo, everyone's like, oh, my God, didn't that hurt? And I was like, I don't know. I think I was on another level.
Literally.
When
I was high on life.
Poking, like, so high on life and, like, the sounds and stuff around me. And when we didn't even drink anything beforehand, it was just it was just a very spiritual, very, like, I loved it. I love that whole ceremony.
Oh, my gosh.
I love your tattoo. I love my tattoo. I love the symbolism and, like, the things that, like, we manifested and are, like, bringing in. It's amazing.
It was definitely unforgettable. I would recommend Manuela, like, literally, if anyone's ever going to Tulum, I would say, like, if you have a tattoo or you, like tattoos, I would say you have to go do this. It's, like, it's a must. So I did type up a Tulum blog post for us and for everyone. It's already up. It's linked in the Tulum episode, and we do have Manuela's information and links to her and how to get your own tattoo appointment booked. So,
my God, you think of everything.
Well, I mean, like, that was probably I don't know about you, but I would say the tattoo ceremony was probably, like, the highlight for me for that trip. It was incredible. Yeah. It was amazing.
Agreed.
It was amazing. And she's just, like, a very, like, angelic, whimsical incredible human. Yes. Like, just so blessed to have her at that time in her life. And hey, mm-hmm. now we'll never forget.
Now we'll never forget.
Okay. So today.
Can you see? Oh, the light's not hitting it right. There it is.
Unfortunately, we cannot see your tattoo on the podcast, but I can see it via Zoom.
But we can use this in the videos to like advertise.
Are you like high today? Like you're gonna fall over?
No, this is so past my bedtime.
I know. Okay. Well, in that case,
it's been a weird day.
Has it?
Yeah. Like not in like a bad way. Just like a I don't know. Everyone's like, well. My Stevie, who works at the front desk in my clinic, was like, what's wrong with you today? Mm. I'm like, I didn't think anything was wrong with me today. She's like, why are you so sad and mopey? I'm like, I'm not sad and mopey. And I threw a carrot at her and it went down her shirt.
I hate when people do that. You're like, wait, I'm in a good mood, but now I'm not.
I was like, I didn't think I was, but fine, whatever. No, I thought I had a great day, but apparently I was like, meh. Morose. Maybe I was morose today.
Morose. Wow. Such like a morose and mopey Danielle. I don't think you were not morose and mopey at all in this episode. I mean, how could you be? Latrina is fucking
with
awesome.
With a warm, amazing light and storyteller that is Latrina Walden. Guys, any nursing student, any NP student, I'm so excited for y'all because the amount of information for the NP boards that you're going to get in this episode, she made me want to go back to school. That's saying something.
Yes, it is. I feel really refreshed after talking to Latrina just about good. Nursing in general. I think that we, you know, of course, like we're coming, remember last episode, I was like, let's have an episode where we don't talk about the pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
So, I'm going to say it. Coming out of the pandemic, you know, obviously Yes, exactly. We have been, you know, naturally having conversations that are deep, that are hard, that reflect on the mental health issues that healthcare is facing, on the staffing mm-hmm. shortages, on the crises that healthcare faces, et cetera, et cetera. This episode was so lighthearted and so bright, and it gave me like a fresh breath of inspiration and reminded me about all of the great things about nursing. I know that sounds so cheesy, but like seriously, nursing is the fucking best. Like is the best.
I will also say, Jack, I feel like I watched you get lighter in this episode.
Is it because she took away my anxiety or yes, just because Latrina's like, amazing?
Well, like I feel like the weight and anxiety that you've been carrying, you know, throughout school and like thinking about prepping for boards, I feel like you got lighter. Like, I feel like even right now, you feel so much more relaxed than at the beginning of the episode.
Well, because I feel like Latrina's got my back, honestly, which she does.
She does.
Well, Latrina, I have to say, I am going to try really hard this episode to not ask you just a million selfish questions about studying for my NP boards because I graduate my FNP doctoral program in 30 days.
That's exciting, though.
Oh, my God, Jack.
Is it? I have not started studying for boards. It was, on my calendar, April 1st, like, start studying for boards. April 1st, and then I was going to give myself, 2 months and kind of, go from there. If I felt like I needed more time than that, then maybe, push it back. But I'm, a little, taken aback that this recording is coming, that we're doing this recording right now. I feel like it's really my sign from the universe, get your shit together, Jackie.
It's perfectly fine. You haven't started studying. Getting through school is the hardest part. So I always tell people, you put all this pressure on yourself to just, I want to take it by this day. And it's just no. School's the hardest part. Just finish that. Take a deep breath if you need to. And then
graduate.
Start studying. It's fine.
All right, hang on. All right, okay. I'm going to take a deep breath. Just give me one.
Do you feel better now?
Not really. I just figure it's going to be constant stress until boards are over. Boards are over, it's just going to be that. Looming. That's I feel the one of the biggest difference between being in school versus just working is that constant little reminder of there's always something more you could be doing right now. There's always a test or a
paper. You're going to be completely stressed out the entire time. There's always going to be that little bit of anxiety. It's fine. I always tell people, though, like, take a break if you need to, because we've been doing this hard thing for the longest time. No one needs that negativity in their life. Just like, take a deep breath. It's fine. You will pass it. It's going to be okay. It's just going to be annoying until you get to that point.
Okay. Well, we're going to need you to give me another pep talk at the end of the episode. Maybe we'll do it off air so we don't bore everyone, but I'll need another pep talk. But anyway, so you have been in nursing for a long time. You have done various different roles. You were in dialysis and trauma ER. And now, obviously, you know, we're going to focus the discussion on how you started your business. But give us a little bit of background.
Yeah. So I was an administrator before I ever became a nurse. So I've been in healthcare, like you said, for a pretty long time. And I was a nursing home administrator. And I used to read my patients' charts. And so I was like, I like this thing. And so I did that for like 15 years and then moved to Georgia because I did that in LA. And I moved to Georgia. I had a really supportive boss and was like, everyone was a nurse but me as an administrator. And I looked at her and I said, well, how do you feel about me going to nursing school? And she was like, I think you should do it. And I was like, bet, I'm going to do it. So I did. And I had like supportive colleagues who like would watch my building. We had survey and everything, and they would be there, not me. And I would drive in after class. It was great. So that was dialysis. Then I transitioned to working on the floor, went to the ER, did all the things at, you know, Grady Memorial out here. I always say Grady Memorial, but it's Grady Health out here in Georgia and Atlanta. And if you want to learn fast, you do it at Grady. It's amazing. And then just decided, yeah, okay, I think I'm ready for the next big thing. And at a teaching hospital, you start to learn because the attendings are super helpful and the residents are great. And so I started anticipating like what they were going to order and why they were ordering things. And I was like, okay, wait. I can't stay here if I'm doing this. You know what I mean? So that's what happened. Went on to NP school and continued working. And I mean, I did all kinds of things. PRN, rheumatology, went back to dialysis. I did all the things. And then graduated NP school and here I am. So started in private practice. And then now I work at a free clinic. So I get to volunteer my time a lot, which is great. And I have those patients that I love and then married all these things. Because while I was doing all the things, of course, I was also a professor at a four-year university. So all these things that I love and then started this business that I adore. So here we are.
I feel like you're doing everything Jack has dreamed of doing.
It's
like-
true.
It's amazing. I am super lucky, super blessed, like really happy. It's hard. Don't get me wrong. There are still like total exhaustion and sometimes tears and frustration. Like I said, there are times I don't know when my team is saying what they're saying because I'm like, I don't understand the technicalities. I just want it to do this, you know, you know, but I absolutely adore what I do. So I wouldn't change it for the world.
I love that you said that you, a lot of your nursing experience was at a teaching hospital because similar, especially when I was a new nurse, it was at a teaching hospital. So you start to get comfortable and like start to just assume that every healthcare environment is this really collaborative learning environment where the attendings are quizzing the residents and the residents are quizzing the med students and there's nursing students around. And it's just a really great environment to learn. I love, love, love. Love teaching hospitals. I think that's really interesting that that's kind of what sparked your interest into maybe going the NP route because a lot of people, I think, have like misconceptions about what NPs do and what the road to that looks like. And people have a variety of different reasons for wanting to go the NP route. So you said that that was one of your first reasons. What were some other reasons that kind of put you in that direction of wanting to go the FNP route?
Yeah, I like autonomy. A lot. So that was also a large part. I mean, coming from an administrator role, I'm used to being the boss and making those decisions and people reporting to me and not the opposite way around. So for me, someone to be a little bit more hands-off and to be able to just go to someone for advice versus being the doer was really important to me because it's just not quite my personality, and that's okay. And I own it. You know what I mean? So that was also an option. I am probably a little different. I never had a desire to open my own clinic or anything along those lines, but I knew I also wanted to have that rapport with my patients and that longevity with my patients. Like that was important to me. And I knew I could do it better than some of the doctors. I just felt like I was better at it because I'm going to talk to you like you're my aunt or you're my cousin or however, you know, that hierarchy is. And so I've had, again, a really good experience. Like I still have patients who are like, when is she coming back? I'm not coming back until she's there. And I'm just like, give me a second. I'm coming, you know, but those are like the main two, three reasons why I really just wanted to go into being an MP. And I didn't want to be in the office. I wanted to be moving and shaking and doing different things. I'm an ER nurse, so I like the adrenaline. I like to be, you know, I like to be doing different things every day. So challenge me a little bit.
Yeah. So what was it specifically about like family, like the family care aspect? Because I know that's what Jack is focusing on. But like, what about that MP route?
So specifically family, I wanted to make sure that I could still see kids. Because while I didn't want to be a peds nurse, that was not my ministry at all. I really enjoyed it when I was doing clinicals and MP school. I enjoyed it a lot more than I thought I would. And it might have had something to do with the preceptor. I had an amazing physician who was willing to teach me the ropes and do everything and, you know, offered me a job after I was done. But I really enjoyed like getting parents to calm down and come back to normal. And, you know, this is what it is. Your baby's going to be okay, but this is what's going on kind of thing. I don't know. It was just good.
Good. You're speaking my language as peds. That's what my whole background was up until now, you know, because it's yeah, so heavy.
Right.
you do so much. Nurses do this, right? I mean, I've got Jack in NP school and, you know, asked her to be on my podcast. And then she does like all this social and like has her own business outside of it. Like we're really good at, you know, taking on maybe more than we can handle.
Absolutely.
How did you like decide you wanted to create this program for nurses, for NP students?
Yeah. So it happened really organically. I really love to say that. It wasn't something that was forced. It was very apparent to me because, again, having been a professor, it was very apparent that there was something missing. Like there was a gap that was happening from school to studying for boards. And it not a dig to any of our programs. It's just is what it is because it tests you a different way. And so as I'm studying, I'm picking up on what it's asking me or what the exam is going to be asking me. And I had been to one person's session and I thought, I could do this a lot better.
This ain't it.
And I was like, also? Yeah, I was like, also? Like we're putting people on the spot. Like people are uncomfortable because, you know, us nurses, like it's a big shame thing when you don't know the information, like because people feel like you should know it. And it's just not like that. Sometimes we have brain farts. Like sometimes we don't remember. It happens. But to say that I don't know in that type of setting, it was like, why don't you know this? And it was just like, to me, it was off-putting as a professor. I'm like, what are you doing? You're shaming someone. Like, I can't deal with that. But I went on and finished and then realized when I took boards, all right, I was right. Like, this is asking me completely different from how I'm tested in school. Let me figure this out. So I just started like doing one-on-ones with people and just saying, I can really help you. Like, trust me. And it just kind of caught wildfire. And it's the way that I do it. Because again, if we're going to be doing that, like we just spend a lot of money and we just went to school for a very long time. I'm going to have a good time with this information. I am not going to bore you. I am not like, I'm a bit of a rebel when it comes to being a professor. We're not going to be in a suit and tie. I'm not just going to be reading off a PowerPoint. Like, no, it's 2022. We're doing something different. And we're going to, so I'm going to tell you, you're going to kill someone. Like, don't do that. Don't give them that, you know? And we're also going to have a good time. Like, a sexual patient is a happy patient. Why are we ashamed of this? So let's have those conversations, but still learn the material. And so that's what we do. And so I was able to marry the storytelling that I do and the teaching that I love with nursing, which is what I love as well. And it just kind of happened organically and just kind of kept growing and growing. And here we are, basically. And I create what people ask me to create. So students will say, I need this. All right, give me, you know, sometimes it may take a year, sometimes it may take 5 months. Give me a few, but I will create what it is that you need so that, because as my network grows, it, you know, that's just more of us to take care of patients. I don't care. I want you to pass, you know, I want you in this. I want you in the trenches with me. It makes my life much easier. I have someone to call and reach out to when you get really comfortable in your specialty. So it makes no difference to me. I want you to win, you know?
Wow. Do you help then? Do you have courses specifically for different specialties of NP?
So I don't. So my courses primarily focus on AANP, ANCC, and AGNP. So not necessarily the specialty,
right?
But definitely the different versions of the certifications.
Yes, because that in itself is confusing. Just in case
I didn't understand
if
any
don't
of that.
No, if you want to be an FNP, there's two different boards, like usually two, right? That yeah. People are more drawn to two of them. It's the AANP and the ANCC. Is that right?
Yeah,
the two
yeah,
main right. ones. Mm-hmm. And like, there's two boards that you can take and no one tells you which one you're supposed to do. Like some people will say, take these boards. Some people will say, take these boards. It's like, what? Why do we
right. have two boards? Why do I take one over the other? And it's like, they're legitimately the same. When you do the actual research, they're legitimately the same, but you will have schools that'll be like, I recommend ANCC. So right. then all the students go take ANCC. But if you ask them why, they're like, because my school said so. But if I applied for a job, they don't care. They just want you to have the certification.
Well, leave it up to nursing to make things just unnecessarily confusing and annoying. Like,
absolutely.
Honestly, I mean, I feel like we could write an entire book about, oh my gosh, like it's so, I'm sure you get this too. And like, I didn't even graduate school yet. So I'm like, well, I don't know why you're asking me, but people will ask so many, I mean, it's because it's so confusing. You can be an NP with your master's or your doctorate, but you can get a DNP and that's not the same thing as a PhD. And you can get your degree in family versus it's like, it's people have so many questions.
And there's even, let's not even talk about, there's some states where you don't even have to have a master's to be an MP. I just blew your mind, right? Like there
I actually
are
didn't
states
know that.
Out there.
I did not know that.
What states?
Is that just like an APRN, like advanced practice?
No,
like,
because you know, being master's prepared is a fairly new thing for nurse practitioners.
Okay.
And fairly new, I mean like decade. You know what I mean? But
right.
It's fairly new. So but if these nurse practitioners go and try to get another job, their facility may require them to be nationally certified. So guess what they would have to do after 10 years of working as an NP and never having their master's?
But
go
how
back
do you
to school.
Go back to school.
and they would have to pass the boards. It's bananas. It's bananas.
Yeah. I mean, it's the same thing that's happening with RNs and the BSN versus the ADN.
For sure.
It's the same exact thing. I mean, not exactly the same, but pretty similar.
Yeah. It's just a whole convoluted mess.
I'm still like, what can you only need a bachelor's in some states to be a nurse practitioner?
Back then, yes. Now, not so much because a lot of these organizations have tentacles in other states and those kinds of things. So it wouldn't pretty much fly, but there definitely are still some practicing MPs who do not have masters who are MPs. They were grandfathered in.
Wow.
Okay. I have held in my selfishness long enough. I have some questions.
Let it out, Jack, because there are so many NP students that are literally about to graduate that are in your shoes. Your
well,
nursing students are probably like, ask this, ask this. Right. Don't forget about this.
I get so many questions. It's fine. It's cool.
I teach as well. I teach bachelor's nursing students. Some of them listen to the podcast, actually. Hey, guys. I think they think lying. They're going to get...
They get extra credit if they listen and show that they've downloaded the episode.
I think my boss listens to this too. So just kidding, Mary Pat. Hopefully you're not listening. No one gets extra credit for listening to the podcast. But anyway, some of them are about to take the NCLEX. And so similarly, you know, they ask me a lot of questions, but it's a funny time right now because I'm about to take boards and like, I completely forgot how stressful it is. And I am able to relate to them at least now where they'll look at me and they're like so stressed. They're breaking out in acne. They're like on their sixth cup of coffee. And I'm like, guys, we're just going to get through the day. Like I got to go home and study too. I'm with you. So, okay. Okay. So many questions. In general, now that you already know I haven't started studying yet, you don't have to change your answer. But when do you typically recommend people kind of start getting serious about taking boards?
You guys are funny. I recommend that people really start getting serious when they're ready. And I know that sounds crazy and it sounds like, oh my God, you didn't give me an answer. Cause you know, as nurses, we like an answer. We like a concrete answer, but it's true. I mean, getting through school, even for RNs, getting through school is the hardest part. Make sure we're securing and getting that degree. First and foremost, because we don't want to do that crap again. Like that's bananas. We're not doing that again.
We don't.
So secure the degree. Sometimes for some of us, we're ready to power right through, right? Mm-hmm. We are ready, go through it. Some of us, we need a minute. Like we need a couple days. We might need a week.
It's a couple months.
I tell people.
Go to Europe.
Go to Europe. Go on vacation. I tell people that all the time. Like, get some downtime, celebrate the moment that you've like completed this big, huge thing. Mm-hmm. And then when you come back, let's get ready. Mm-hmm. Because even for NCLEX and for MP boards, it's a completely different ballgame, right? Mm-hmm. These questions are different.
Shit.
They are not, that we are not tested the same as we were.
Darn, that was going to be one of my questions because I was like, I feel like I did really well on the NCLEX. Like, is that going to help me?
It's going to. Oh, you're gonna feel much better because I mean, NCLEX is changing, right? So sorry, guys out there.
I know. Like,
that's a whole different conversation. I've been keeping up with that.
I know my juniors right now are going to be the first ones to take the new NCLEX. I'm so sorry.
God, am I sweating? Because like, just like the thought of like having to possibly take the NCLEX again makes me like,
I know.
Oh, I'm just sweating. Side tangent. I sat through a whole education conference, like with the whole new NCLEX, and I just shook my head like, oh, this is going to be, sorry guys. I don't mean to terrify you, but I mean, it's a full on case study that they are clicking through. So you get parts wrong, it throws you off.
So it's like, Latrina, we're gonna have to have you record a whole other episode with us just about that because the fear is so real with these students and like I don't know what to tell them. It's like even I've tried Googling the answer, like what's the diff, like what's that new NCLEX gonna be like? And
I've got all the notes.
You've got the secret info. Okay.
So part two is gonna be NCLEX prep.
Stay tuned, juniors.
But as far as the MP boards, you know, it's you're gonna feel so much better because unlike NCLEX, where it's like best answer, I'm gonna give you two right answers and pick the best answer. It is still not like that.
Oh, thank God.
If you know the material, there is one clear right answer, and you're gonna be like, what the hell were they asking me? You know, like where did these two things come from? So you're gonna be able to eliminate things right away and then pick the answer. So you're gonna feel a lot better.
I'm curious, you know, being a teacher as well, what's your favorite thing about teaching?
So I am a natural storyteller when I teach. And so I will tell a story and it's where the stories come in that you will see the light bulbs go off and you'll see people go, oh, that's why it's, and it's like, yeah, you know what I mean? Because if I can tell you why you're going to hurt Auntie Susan, you know, people will understand. And I put it in fifth grader terms because I don't care if you've been a nurse for 20 years. We're going to talk like we're fifth graders to each other. It's just easiest. I mean, research tells us that we even should be charting that way. So all this fancy medical terminology that people are writing in the charts, they actually tell us that we should not be doing that because people don't understand it. They use the wrong words. When it goes to court, doesn't look too good if it's not correct. Use layman's terms. Say it's red. It's okay that it's red. You don't have to say erythema. You know what I mean? Just say it's red and call it a day. So I talk to you in that manner as well, but also reducing your anxiety and you don't even realize it. So I'm talking to you about test taking and anxiety the whole time, but you're so engrossed in all the other things that all of a sudden you're like, wait, I feel better. And I'm like, yeah, I know.
So
you're going to be fine. I can see your wills turning.
Can you see my stress through the camera? Yes. Okay, I just have one more selfish question. Please hold, Danielle, your thoughts.
Okay, that's fine.
In general, like, would you say that the studying strategy is similar to NCLEX, where it's like you really just have to focus for like really take it seriously for a month to 2 months, every single day you're sitting down, you're reviewing material, you're doing practice questions. Like, is it that kind of similar format or is this a totally different monster?
That's a good question. I usually tell people to study to get a really good base for about 4 weeks.
Okay.
So I'm a big fan of the solid, you know, 4 to 6 weeks studying. People who study in like 2 weeks and go take it kind of freak me out.
Yeah.
I don't know what kind of study you're
doing.
Right.
Right.
Right. That makes me panic. I am a big proponent of making sure you understand the disease process as well. Because if you can rationalize through the disease process, and you BSN earners and ADN earners, you guys need to be listening to this too, because that applies for your NCLEX. If you guys can rationalize through a disease process, then you can understand where it went wrong and why the answer should be whatever it should be or not, you know, or right. not. So for NCLEX, yes, lots of questions, because NCLEX is just a bucket of stuff. It's such a big bucket. Yes, I am a big proponent of questions for the MP boards, but not as much, to be honest. I'm more, you use those for practice, just for practice. But where, you know how we went like super heavy for NCLEX with questions? Kind of switch it. Switch it.
So I like that. Okay, that makes me feel better.
Switch it. Understand the disease process. Understand any like key things that you need to be learning. And then just kind of practice with the questions. Don't go so heavy into it. Because we have those things like PSIs and stuff like that. If you let those numbers get into your head, it's going to blow your mind. Your self-confidence is going to tank when you could probably walk in there the next day and pass the dang thing.
Right.
But because the stupid test told you that you're going to get a 60%, you're going to freak out the entire time. You know what I mean? So just use those as practice. Understand the rationales, why they were right and why they were wrong. And then just be like, all right, let me move to the next one.
That is really good advice. And I love what you said about understanding the disease process. I tell my nursing students this specifically about any heart diseases. Like everything heart comes back to the anatomy. Like if you can understand the anatomy and physiology of the heart, it's going to help you understand heart failure, arrhythmias, valvular disorders, stenosis. Like it all comes back to that anatomy and like that original disease process. So okay, nursing students and NP students, I think that's the gold tip right
there. That's the takeaway?
Yeah.
For me, at least.
Yeah.
So you've built Latrina Walden Exam Solutions. What can students expect from this course? Like your courses, like what's all included? How, like what all went into building this for you?
Yeah. So first I'd like to say like one of the things I can expect is support. I think that is where we absolutely differ. Because while I want you to buy my things, absolutely. I want you to understand that I also know that it feels very lonely in this process. Once you graduate from school, it's like they're just like, go. And you're like, who do I ask questions to? Like, who do I, help me? You know, you can ask us. You can literally email our info email and be like, we've had people tell us their full stories, say they can't get off of work to study. And I'm like, email your supervisor and CC so-and-so.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because people just don't know. People are in the DMs asking me questions. So that's first and foremost. You're going to get support, not just about buying our stuff. The second thing is you can get on-demand learning. So I designed it as an online course, right? So we're busy now, especially as nurses. And then there's a whole pandemania that just happened and we're still trying to survive it. So you can study at your leisure. So whenever you have time and you set aside that time to do it, if it's only 2 hours every day for the next 4 weeks, you can spend it listening to me lecture and watching these PowerPoints. Absolutely. Because I have a way that I want you to go through our systems. You can do a live with me, a live webinar. So again, because I know we don't have the money nor the time, and we also have families and friends and things like that, all of us can't travel to Philadelphia and get a hotel and spend all this extra money and stay for 3 days. So we do it online. It's for 2 days. It's amazing. You have a good time. I'm going to tell you all the things that you need to know. We're going to have fun doing it. And then you're going to go. And I usually tell people, if you feel real good, move up that date and go take the test and just get it done with. Because usually people feel really good after that. I'm opening the academy, which I am going to hold some folks' hands and walk them through that. So
Jack's like, please hold my hand.
Right. A formalized 6-week process where we're going to do multiple lives with me, and I'll have some other instructors that are current NPs come in and help. So there's a lot of different opportunities, and you can mix and match what you need according to your level. But my team is there and I'm there in the DMs and all that, because anything they don't know, they're forwarding to me and they're asking. And I'm like, no, tell her this or tell him this. We're going to help you organize what you need, and then we're going to send you on your way. Yeah. And even those who don't pass, because we get those as well, because let's talk about that for just 2 seconds. Only 85%, 82%, depending on if you're taking FNP or AGNP. That's like the pass rate for 2021.
Wow.
It's 85% to 86%. It's not like 100%. So in the event that you don't pass, take a deep breath. It's not the end of the world. You already did school. Guess what? You get to do it again. And now you know what the test looks like. Like, you got a whole big advantage here, okay? But even if you email us and say it didn't work out, we're going to do a lot of things. It's like story time for us. We're going to ask you 50 million things to help get you back on that right path.
Yeah. Well, to me, it's like that actually kind of adds up, because like you said, NP boards is a lot different than when you were a nurse, like in nursing school, taking the NCLEX. Most of us are working at least part-time, some of us full-time. A lot of us are maybe older than when we're older than when we took the NCLEX. You have a whole life. You have a life, you have a job. It's not like you just graduated college and you have the summer off and you're staying at, you know, your parents' house. It's like, this is a totally different ballgame.
Yep. And we have to meet everyone where they're at. And I think that was also part of what was not happening and why this kind of was designed the way it was. It's because we're in a digital world now.
Yeah.
And I've had people listen to me on the run, like, because you can play it on your phone. And so they'll just go run and exercise. I've had people paint rooms because they'll tell me afterwards. They'll be like, my daughter knows your name and knows your voice and can repeat everything that you say. And I'm like, it's adorable and the sweetest, and I love it. It's hilarious, but it also is very helpful that you can just do it as you get a chance. It's like an audiobook. You know what I mean?
I almost wish that I was in, almost wish that I was back in school.
Be careful what you wish for.
I know. But like, I would want you to be my teacher, because you just, oh my God, like, just listening to you speak and share these stories, like, you have such a warmth about you for teaching. Like, you can tell you're passionate about it. And you can tell that you just really want your students to succeed. And that by and far puts you so far ahead of, I feel like, the majority of professors that we had throughout college.
I had some questionable ones too. So I absolutely understand. I could tell you stories for days. Maybe we'll do that off camera, but stories for days. But again, it doesn't, I never understood the shaming, the eating of the young, the like, you don't know. It does not hurt me because as far as I know, Jackie's going to be an NP in 2 months. And then I get to call her or message her and be like, I have a question. And she'll be able to tell me, you know, what's going on in her specialty. And I can bounce, like, I just need my network bigger. I want you guys out there.
Yes. Yes.
This was such a great starting point for, I think, for those of us that are about to graduate NP school and we're about to start studying for boards. But a big group of people that we have listening every week are nurses that are maybe considering going back to NP school. Mm-hmm. So this is what would just be a few, not tips, but what are a few things that you like to have people consider before they, because this is such a big decision and one that I think a lot of people struggle with going back and forth. What's some advice that you would give a nurse, you know, maybe thinking about going back?
So one of my big things about this, because a lot of what I love to do is talk about careers as well. Mm. It's like, what do you want to do? Because this is not the default. Being an NP is not the default. A lot of times you come out of NP school and those first couple of jobs are difficult and hard. And that transition is not easy. And then you have to start battling, or not battling, or embracing that situation where we don't have the most favorable ND-NP relationship. Sometimes there's a clash. And so you have to be built for that. But like, what is the goal? What's your career goal? Because if you're going to, you know, if that's not what you want to do and there's some hesitation, it's cool if you don't want to do it. Like, there's a lot of stuff you can do
totally
with your RN.
Totally.
And even as a master's.
Start a podcast.
Right. Start a podcast. There's so much crap out there. So it's just like, you don't have to do this, you know, just really evaluate the end goal. And if you don't know, ask. Because I've had students ask me, like, I've had people ask. And they're like, I'm thinking about, but I'm not really sure. And I'm like, I'm really proud of you for not just kind of jumping in there and then deciding you're not sure. Because guys, the degree is expensive.
The degree is expensive. And that would probably be one of my biggest things I tell when people ask me, I'm like, well, if you're looking to go to NP because you kind of glamorize it and think you're going to make a lot more money. Honey, you got it backwards. I'm like, if you want to make money, like if your goal is to make money, I'm going to refer you to either go into aesthetics,
yes,
or just be a travel nurse. Honestly, like we have another episode and we'll link it to Sarah Gaines, a travel nurse expert. I'm like, if you are here to make money, which respect, we should all be making
absolutely
a lot of money.
We love money. It's fine. Yes,
but if you're like kind of thinking, oh, it'll be, you know, X amount of dollars per year. Honestly. There are some states where it's really not that different versus like working as a bedside RN, Illinois
Tennessee
being one of them. No, truly working as a bedside RN and working as an NP, it is still higher, but it's not significant enough for you to that be your sole decision.
Yeah. There's just so much. It's kind of like, I mean, there's just so much now. I think nursing in that aspect has also changed where mm-hmm. we're not bound to just seeing patients. So guys, you could be in corporate America and be a nurse. It's just like, what do you want to do though? You know, because if you love the numbers and the administration part of it, go that route. And I can tell you how to do that. If you want to see patients, I can tell you how to be an NP, but if you also want to do the research aspect of it, you can do that as well and never see another patient the rest of your life, but make a huge impact. You want to sell stuff because you're really good at it, go into farm. People forget about that. And you'll make a lot more money as a farm rep than you will ever make as an NP.
I mean, you might be selling your soul to the devil for the drug companies.
Right.
No offense to any of the farm reps out there. I get it.
But I mean, there's just so much to do. So
totally.
You really just have to be really, really think about what is not the natural next step for you, but like, what is it that you want to do? Because now mm-hmm. happiness trumps everything. If you're not happy doing it, it doesn't matter.
Exactly. We just lived through a pandemic. You gotta do what makes you happy.
The money will come.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree.
We gotta stop this whole like working to live. Yeah, or like living to work type, you know, whatever it is.
Mentality. You know? Yeah, absolutely.
It's not healthy. That's why our parents are angry.
It's absolutely and tired. Hard to angry. Yes. Yeah. Yes, yeah. Absolutely. Because I'm just at a point in my life where, again, and I tell everybody this, I'm like, if it doesn't work for my family, then hey, see you later. So I'm like, sometimes you might see a lot of me on Instagram, and then sometimes I might disappear for a couple of days. And it's probably because my 7-year-old needed me, or I needed to be with my husband, mm-hmm. whatever it was. It's just like, I'll reappear. It's fine.
Yeah.
Life is good.
Yeah. We've had a lot of, you know, really kind of tough conversations, obviously coming out of the pandemic with nursing and with healthcare. And I'm just really happy to have this conversation that felt so much more positive and is such a good reminder to people that are either pursuing nursing or they are already nurses or they're thinking about NP, that there are truly so many different paths that you can take. Like so many. We are so fortunate to have this career where we can jump from one thing to the next without any experience or out any prior knowledge. We are so, so lucky.
I mean, you can change specialties at the whim if you feel like it, you know? But yeah, there's just so much to do as an RN and as an NP. So, and those are not the be all end alls, you know what I mean?
Right.
You've got other options, you know? So there are other master's prepared nurses. So those clinical prepared nurses.
Yeah, doctorate prepared nurses that aren't NPs. There's so many opportunities.
There's so much to do. So choose your fancy.
I would argue that being a nurse is probably one of the most valuable degrees that you can actually get.
Totally agree.
No, you know what's the hardest degree, according to the Guinness Book of World Records?
Tell me it's nursing.
It's nursing. Swear to God.
I believe that. I'll tell my nursing students that. I'm going to tell them that on Thursday. I'm going to tell them swear that this God. Week. I'll see them in 2 days.
You look
I will
it
tell
up.
Them.
What's the hardest degree? It's nursing.
They're going to be like, why did you show me this?
To make you feel better, okay?
Yes. Like, can I have more extra credit on my care plan? No,
like
you're
can't. More badass. It's fine. Like, look, it's proven right here. So yeah, it's
I love that so much. I will definitely relay the message.
Yeah,
good. Let me know what they say.
Oh, they always keep me on my toes. I will let you know. Well, this was so incredible. Latrina, can you tell everyone where they can find you and what if you have anything coming up exciting in the future, what we can expect next?
Absolutely. So you guys can find me always at latrinawaldenexamsolutions.com. Don't be afraid to email us, even if you just have questions. You can find me on Instagram at Latrina Walden. It's like Latrina_Walden_NP. Super fancy, guys. but you can find me very easily. Feel free to ask questions all you want. And just kind of in upcoming, we're just going to do some exciting stuff. So I've got the Academy coming for the studying. For those who are already established NPs, I always have the NP Collective. And so that is exciting as well. It's a curated group. Private, managed by me and my team. So if you don't have a license, you can't get in. So no MDs, aww. Just us. And
Jackson,
you,
totally
you have a nursing license, you're allowed in.
I love that.
But no doctors. We're protecting the space. And not a dig against physicians. We love our physicians and we love our colleagues, but sometimes we just need a safe space.
Totally. Mm-hmm.
And then we're going to try to do some YouTube in. So that is going to be the next big thing, is that we're going to move over into that space. They'll be looking for us there.
Awesome. Latrina, thank you so much for joining us on the WOMED tonight. You are, oh my, I just want to meet you in person. I wish we could do all this stuff in person.
I feel re-inspired that I'm a nurse and future NP. I'm like, yeah, we are cool.
Yeah,
Guinness says that we have the toughest degree.
We do own that crap because we sure did earn it over the last couple of years. So.
Yeah, we did. Yeah,
Jack,
yeah,
put that on a shirt.
We earned it. I will. I love that. I love that so much. Well, Latrina, thank you again. Seriously, thank you so much. You will most definitely be hearing from me. So
good.
So Jack's gonna go sign up for everything right now.
You're gonna get a lot of DMs. Like, you're gonna wake up to like 12 different DMs from me and be like, oh man, I need to block this girl.
As I'm sleeping, she's like panicking in the night. Like
it's true. You guys, it's so true. I have my books like under my desk right now, like under a bunch of stuff. So I like don't have to think about it, but like I promised myself in April. Here we are, guys. Here we are. You're all going to have to keep me accountable now.
It's so early. You got time. You got time.
What a great conversation. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. Anytime.
Latrina is just the coolest. I can't. I truly can't.
You can't. I can't. I can't.
You are going to pass these boards now with flying colors because...
Well, I'm going to have to because now everybody knows that I plan on taking them in June and I'm planning I'm leaving the country. I don't care. I don't know where I'm going yet, but I'm peacing out. In June.
I'm going to meet you there.
If I don't pass these boards. Yeah, you're going to meet me there. If I don't pass these boards, I'm going to be royally fucked. So Latrina girl.
Help. Help.
SOS. I do feel so much more confident though. And I feel like I kind of have a game plan. She answered a few of my burning questions that I know a lot of future NPs that are about to graduate have. She also gave so much helpful insight mm-hmm. to our nursing students and to nurses that are thinking about going back for their NP. This was just overall such a helpful conversation to all of our nurse family out there.
Yes. Like I said, we're going to have everything linked to help you get access to the Latrina Walden exam solutions. So make sure you check out the show notes for all of that. And, you know, y'all, I think that's it for this week. So...
Yes. Thank you so much for joining in on this Monday. You know, you can catch us every Monday. You can catch us on Sundays on Instagram Live over our Matcha Moments. As always, you know where to find us on the gram. You can find us on TikTok. You can find us on our website. So many different ways to connect with us. Thank you so much for listening. As always, every rate, review, share,
follow,
tag,
anything.
Ugh.
We're
TikTok follow especially means the absolute world to us.
We really appreciate it. We really do. You guys are the best.
Truly. Yeah.
Well, till next week, Jack. WOMED
out.